This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know. Maybe the tides are turning a little bit on what we know that we didn't know from China in the first place. I've read an article that suggested that China stopped kind of blaming the United States for starting this and bringing it to Wuhan. So America has kind of stopped publicly being so aggressive, maybe mostly just Donald Trump, and calling it the Chinese virus. But there's quite a lot of information that we did not have in the get-go. And now, while the rest of the world is suffering with this virus that came out of Wuhan, China, the Chinese economy seems to be starting back up a little bit and is in a position to, some are saying, profit off of what the rest of the world is suffering from. What is the status of China's relationship with the rest of the world?
Tons to unpack there. So three things. On the first issue, which is this is kind of a largely missed kind of public relations victory on the part of the United States. I just wrote on this on FoxNews.com, which it is true. The Chinese came out very publicly, and they very rarely kind of attack us in our face with the government officials and Communist Party officials, and basically trying to divert blame from the virus, take credit for and the U.S. consciously pushed back, particularly the president, the vice president, secretary of state. Sadly, they were attacked by many in our own country for being racist, which they were just basically trying to put the Chinese on notice. And the Chinese did take notice of that. If you actually look at the public rhetoric, the Chinese really backed off, and they backed off because the United States was so in their face. So that was a big public diplomacy victory for the United States, number one. Your second point about, boy, we are no wonder why the Chinese backed off, because they do not have a good story to tell. They have been appalling in how they dealt with the disease. Terrific paper on research on this from our analyst Olivia Enos on our website, heritage.org, which really documents how really badly the Chinese dealt with the outbreak. And your third point about China profiting off of this, I actually just was on a call today with some government officials, and actually what the intelligence is suggesting is China is not coming out of this in really great shape. So, yeah, you know, they certainly have a public relations black eye for what they did. But and you're right, they're not giving anything away to the world. They're selling masks and respirators and everything else. But their economy took a huge hit. Their governance is shaken. They are off their game. And I think one of the really important things the U.S. has to realize is when we bend the curve on this, we come back. Look, you know, we can debate about people want reparations and whatever else, but the key thing is going forward, and we're going to have a chance to really put the pedal to the metal on our China policy, and we have to be prepared to do that smartly. So we need to be focusing on American global leadership after we bend the curve on the pandemic, because not only do we need to do that for our interests, but the world is going to be looking to us.
Jim Carafano, I was going to ask you about just that. China is going through this public relations fiasco right now, but are they nervous that they're going to lose all of this manufacturing that the whole world has been looking to them to do for so long?
I think they are nervous about that for a couple of reasons. One is, I'm not an economic nationalist. I'm not in favor of saying let's buy America or shut people out or whatever. But we have between the United States, there are lots of things that we can do to free up, take off the restraints, take off the red tape, to enable American manufacturing, to advance manufacturing, incredibly competitive. So there's lots we can do to be more competitive. There are lots of other people around the world that we can work with. We have choices other than China. And the Chinese realize that, and they're going to lose market share. And the other thing is how did they get all that market share to begin with? They lied, cheated, and stole their way to the top. Nobody's going to tolerate that anymore. So you bet the Chinese are nervous.
Yeah, I'm reading this article that you have up, this opinion article you have on Fox News, and I'm noticing here the statistic that with the World Health Organization, that the United States is by far the leader in contributing to this global health effort that is the WHO, especially compared to China. There seems to be some Chinese favoring commentary coming out of the WHO. Is that something you expect to possibly change, or is that something where you potentially see the United States' relationship with the WHO changing?
I wrote another article in because I'm home. What else am I going to do?
Just write.
For the national interest, talking about American foreign policy post the COVID pandemic. And one of the things I really focused on was international organizations. You know, good conservatives, we normally like to say, these guys are yahoos. Let's just turn our back on them and ignore them. Well, you know, some of these international organizations, we actually could be useful. And the other thing is if when we turn our back and ignore them, people go in there and they do bad things. The Chinese are a really good example. It's not just the WHO World Health Organization. There's like 1,000 Chinese very senior officials across the international organizations. And they're all responsible back to the Chinese Communist Party. And they're there for only one purpose, to bend these international organizations to the will of China. We've got to step up and start dealing with that. In many cases, we are the world's largest contributor. We give 10 times more money to the WHO than China does. Yet China is calling out. Do you know the WHO actually recommended to the United States not to close our borders to China exactly at the time the president did that? So if he listened to the Chinese, that disease would have gotten here way faster with way more vectors. And, you know, today, if there's a good news story is, we seem to be staying just ahead of the hangman. In other words, we are cranking out masks and gloves and face protectors and respirators and hospital beds and ventilators enough to stay ahead of the disease. And that's because we slowed it getting here. We slowed its progress. And so we've been able to deal with it. But if we had listened to the WHO today, we would be like Italy or Spain, flat on our backs and unable to deal with the number of people flooding into hospitals. You know, actually, the models today suggest that we way overestimated the number of hospital beds we needed and the number of people that would be in intensive care. And that's not because the models were stupid. It's because we as Americans and the amount of medical surgery we put out there have put us in a good place to deal with this. And if we had listened to the World Health Organization today, we would be numbers like 100,000 dead, 200,000 dead. Those would be like small ball numbers.
Jim Carafano on the phone with us, leading expert at national security and foreign policy at Heritage. Jim, you mentioned the curves, and I've been looking at that too. We've been comparing our curve to every other nation. Will we be like Italy? Will we be like South Korea? Is there the potential that because of the things you're talking about, that America leads the world with healthcare and our supply chains are better and we're on top of this, that our curve really would not look like anybody else's?
Well, I think that's fair. I don't think anybody's is going to look exactly like different demographics. For example, Italy, for example, has a much older population. China had a much younger population. The United States, we've got a lot of people with various different immunity problems or different things that are more susceptible to disease. And nobody looks exactly alike. But I think if you look at where the data is going right now, on a per capita basis and on a gross basis, in many ways, our response will actually be better. So less mortality per capita, less hospitalizations per capita. Now, where I think we really want to see is America's economic recovery outpace everybody else in the world.
Absolutely. Well, Jim Carafano, we are so grateful for your expertise on here. I want to encourage people to follow you on Twitter because you have a ton of great information there, at JJ Carafano. Thank you for the time today, and we'll talk to you again next week, and we will be even further down this process, and we'll have a lot more information then to discuss as well.
Meanwhile, I will be practicing that mute button thing.
Yeah, mute on means no sound. Now we got that down. That's good. We got that out of the way,
too. Oh, my God. Yeah, trust this guy with nuclear weapons. Sure. Okay, thanks, guys.
I love it. Thanks, Jim Carafano. Great to speak with you. Go to heritage.org to learn more about his stuff. He's also got great opinion articles up at foxnews.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.